Welcome to this week's edition of the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Rewind, produced by Susan Media, where we recap all the weekend's racing as part of the 75th anniversary season of the Action Track of the East.
The Seekonk Speedway podcast series is a production of Seekonk Speedway and Susan Media. For more information on Susan Media, visit kylesouza.com. And for more information on Seekonk Speedway, visit seekonkspeedway.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Rewind podcast series, recapping NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts weekly series opening day as part of the 75th season of racing, 75th full-time season of racing at Seekonk Speedway. Opening day taking place on Sunday afternoon, May the 2nd, as our NASCAR division's taking to the track for the first time in 18 months. And if you were there, you saw what happened, but we're going to recap it once again and dig a little bit deeper with some analysis on what went on Sunday afternoon. If you weren't there, that's why we're here, to give you a little bit of a rundown. If you'd like to watch the videos of the races, each specific video has been uploaded to the track YouTube page. So while watching the podcast, or probably after watching the podcast and listening to the podcast, if you're listening to a streaming app such as Apple Podcasts, you can also check out the videos of each of the races and see the cars go around the track and get a little bit more insight after you listen to me give you a little bit of analysis about what happened on opening day. Now, obviously, this is the first time in 18 months we've had our NASCAR divisions on the track, so a few bugs to work out for some of the drivers, a little bit of rustiness, I'm sure, over the course of Sunday afternoon. But overall, a great day at the races. Great to see fans back in the grandstands. Great to be back at the third mile and being up on the flag stand, watching everybody come in and looking around the track throughout the course of the day. Really an honor to see all the fans come in, and excited to see that over the course of the rest of the 2021 season, and excited to see our capacity increase as we go along so we can bring more and more fans back into the grandstands at Seekonk. Now, talking about opening day specifically, we are going to take a look at what has gone on over the course of the season every week as part of the Race Day Rewind podcast. We're going to run you through what happened the week before, who picked up feature wins, who didn't run so well, who ran in the middle of the pack, was there any exciting parts of each feature event, and maybe we'll talk to people like drivers, staff, fans. I mean, anybody could be part of the guests here in the podcast series. We're going to have two guests here as part of the opening edition, and both of them finished inside the top five in the Pro Stock 45 lap, their Power 5 main event that was presented by American Racer. All right, let's take a look at the four feature events. Let's go through each one. For those who don't know, my name is Kyle Souza. I probably should have introduced myself at the beginning. Owner of Souza Media, I'll be the host for the podcast series in 2021. Let's start with the Everts Auto Parts late models. Kick it off with a bang and go through what happened on Sunday afternoon. A pretty tame and calm race. I wrote that down here as I was getting ready for the podcast. Overall, not much going on in the 30-lap late model feature to open the season. 35 laps presented by American Racer Power 5. That's going to take me a bit to get used to. So 35 laps to open the year. Calm set of heat races. A pretty calm beginning to the feature. And overall, to me, it was pretty calm right until the last lap and literally the last three corners. Tommy Adams, the defending weight model champion, led most of this race. And very impressive with the speed under the hood of that brand new paint scheme in the number 56. However, unfortunately for him, the handle seemed to go away just a little bit in the last 10 or so laps of that race, and it allowed Vinnie Renegado to really close the gap, specifically inside the final five laps. And I think that was the difference when it came down to deciding the winner. Now, for those that were there at the track, you know what happened. If you weren't there, on the final lap, coming off turn two, Adams gets sideways coming off the corner, trying to hang on, nearly spins the car out, and unfortunately, with Vinnie Redigato being so close, Vinnie was there when Tommy got loose. They basically glued each other together down the back straightaway. They were together pretty much the whole straightaway. Renegado, I believe, was airborne for a second up on top of the left side of Adams' car. Renegado comes down. Adams loses control, spins out, and a Renegado comes off turn four to pick up the win in opening day. Now, I hope I painted a good picture. It was crazy, the finish to the late model 35-lap main event. Again, a Power 5 race, five extra laps to open the season, courtesy of American Racer. Vinnie Renegado takes down the win. I picked him to win the championship in our late model preview series podcast. knowing the speed they've had under the hood of that number 17 previously over the last couple of years. He showed it again on Sunday afternoon, inside the top five the whole race, and picks up the win after a little bit of trouble by Adams getting loose there off the final corner. Adams finished way in the back. He didn't cross the finish line till way later, and the whole field basically went by him. So tough break for him in his quest for back-to-back titles, but I'm sure he'll rebound next week as part of our Saturday night program. Second place was Ryan Vaness. Third place, Derry DeGasperi Jr. Josh Hedges was fourth, and Ryan Morgan fifth. Now, breaking down that top five a little bit, Vaness, not used to the late models. Some of you have not really seen him in late models lately. He is a former late model champion at Seekonk and has plenty of late model experience. Jumping behind the wheel of the black and white number 58, prepared by his good friend Mike Medeiros. And look at how that worked out, a top five finish. I don't believe they had any practice with that car until they got there on Sunday morning. And that's a testament to Mike Medeiros. That's a testament to Ryan Vaness, Mike Vaness, and the whole team for coming up with a setup right out of the shop that was going to work. And he was one of the top four or five fastest cars all day on Sunday. So big testament to those guys with a strong top five run. Not sure how much he's going to run that car this year, but if he does run it full-time, or at least part-time, he's going to be a major threat in all the races he competes in for sure. So Vaness second. Jerry DeGasperi finishes third, surviving that carnage in the final couple of corners, and opens his bid for a record eighth championship at Seekonk with a podium run. So a great run by him. Fourth place, Josh Hedges, coming back to the late model division after running up at the Star Speedway and winning the championship up there a couple of years ago. He's got Seekonk roots, a former sport truck champion back in 2018, and he's going to be a threat this year. Fourth place, and Ryan Morgan rounding out the top five. So a great run for the late models on Sunday afternoon. Want to mention that Kevin Boucher, as part of the late model preview series, picked Josh Hedges to win the championship, and he comes out and picks up a top five finish in his first race back. So looking forward to seeing what he can do over the rest of the year. Next week for the late models will be a 30-lap main event. We'll see if we see the same style of sparks that we saw on opening day. Sportsman main event, the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Power 5 feature. This division sponsored by Helger South Coast Power Equipment. Let me go back to the late models and mention that the late models are sponsored by Everett's Auto Parts. 70 years in business, Roy and his team stepping up big again in 2021 at the track, thanks to them for sponsoring the late models. Helger sponsors the Sportsman division. They're located in Westport, Mass. They sell a bunch of different power equipment and power tools, and they were jumping on board as part of the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman division this year once again. So great big thanks to Rich Helger and his team for their support over in Westport of our Sportsman division. Chad Baxter opens the season in Everett's Auto Parts Victory Lane. If you haven't been aware, he drives for Richard Sprague in the number zero machine, and he was fast on Sunday afternoon, right from the get-go in practice in the morning. You knew that car was going to be good. And all of a sudden, he gets out front very early in the race and picks up a dominating win of the 30-lap Power 5 feature. Again, this feature, 30 laps, courtesy of Helger South Coast Power Equipment, extra distance on the line. The Sportsman normally running 25. Baxter did not let that bother him. Got to the lead pretty early, I would say maybe 12 or 13 laps in, if not a little bit earlier. And the headline for the post-race story was he waxed the field. He really did. Brand new car, he mentioned in Victory Lane lately. And man, that thing was quick. So Baxter wins. Early, it's Kyle Casper and Joe Kohler battling for the lead side by side. Baxter trying to make it three wide. They had a great, nice, clean battle for about 10 laps up front. And then Baxter got by Casper, Baxter got by Kohler, and drove away with the feature win. Top five at the end, Baxter picked up the win. Joe Kohler for second, Corey Fanning third. Adam Petty, a quiet day, but a nice, solid fourth place finish. And Steve Axon rounding out the top five. Kohler off to a great start with a second-place run. I believe he's going to run for the championship this year. And my opinion, going to be a threat for it after touring last year with Seekonk closed down for the year. Kohler took the opportunity to go to some other racetracks. And, man, what a performance on Sunday afternoon. A lot of speed under the hood of that number 43. Corey Fanning, of course, the defending champion in the Sportsman in the Everett's Auto Parts number 11. A solid third-place run to open the year after drawing the pill number one early in the day, won his heat, and solid third place run in beginning of his championship defense. Petty, a quiet day and a brand new ride. Adam, nice run for him. And Steve Axon, all but a quiet day in the Southeastern Hardwood Floors, number 04. He did not have a good practice and or qualifying, had to go to the consolation round. Yes, we had 30 street stocks on hand, sent a couple home on Sunday afternoon for the first time in a while. And Steve Axon, unfortunately, having to go through the consi, but he's able to rebound in the main event and drive up from the back into the top five with a solid fifth-place run. Sportsman are back next week, 25 laps, presented once again by Helger Self Coast Power Equipment. We will see if Chad Baxter can make it two for two. This time he's going to have to come from the rear instead of up front, but with the speed that car showed, that should not be an issue. All right, time for a quick break on the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Rewind podcast series. When we come back, we're going to run you through the Chaz's Auto Body Sport Trucks, who picked up their opening day win. And then, does Dave Darling continue his dominance in the pro stocks, or was somebody able to knock him off the top in the 45-lap main event? We will catch up on all of that and more when we return on the Race Day Rewind podcast. Welcome back to the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Rewind podcast series as we get ready to preview next Saturday night's action coming up in just a little bit, but still talking about Sunday, May 2nd's NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series opening day. Yes, we are a NASCAR-sanctioned track in 2021, and our drivers are part of the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Racing Series. So are the Chaz's Auto Body Sport Trucks opening their season with a 25-lap feature on Sunday afternoon, and it was Barry Shaw Jr. picking up the dominating win in the Everett's Auto Parts number 85. I wrote down in my notes, Shaw dominates in the opener. He won the heat by a mile, and he won the feature by at least 2 or 3 miles. I mean, man, that number 85 truck was flying on Sunday afternoon, really all through the preseason practice sessions. We knew that car was going to be strong, and Barry really showing how to get the job done on Sunday behind the wheel. A dominating performance, led basically the whole race. There was a couple laps in the beginning where Mike Cavallaro, I believe, was able to lead a few laps. But other than that, it was the Barry Shaw showdown, and a beatdown it was over the rest of the field behind the wheel of that number 85. So good start to him as he begins to hopefully chase a championship, he's hoping, in 2021. Came up short on that goal last year, but took the lead on lap 5 and never looked back. He did take it from Cavallaro, who was able to finish in the runner-up spot, driving that number 80 truck. Now, I believe Mike is waiting for a brand-new truck to be completed. Had his older truck out, said he had borrowed a motor from somebody a couple days before, and one of the best runs we've seen out of Cavallaro since his championship days, back in the middle of the 2000s. So, great start to the season there, as Cavallaro looks for another championship at Seekonk. Great start for him for second. Rick Martin coming out with the sport truck, doing a little bit of playing around there, finishing in the third position. Nice run for the former champion and multiple-time Pro Stock winner, standout and champion there. Also competed in the Pro Stock, so a busy day for Radical Rick, but a good run in the sport trucks, coming home in third. Richie Murray begins the quest for a second straight sport truck championship in the number 08 with a fourth-place finish. Nice solid overall day to start the year, top five for him. And Amy Arsenal in the number 9. Rounds out the top five. A lot of you may know Amy from our Fast Friday program. Of course, Amy is a winner in the Pure Stock division on Fast Friday. Comes out in the Chaz Auto Body Sport Trucks in her debut race. She did practice some last year, more practice this year. And man, very impressive by the young lady in that number 9. A very, very impressive run. I was very, very pleased to see her run up near the front of the field. And kind of show that those Fast Friday guys and girls know what they're doing out there on Friday, moving up to Saturday. And she really got the job done. A great finish with a debut run in that number 9 to finish in the fifth position. Looking forward to seeing what she can do over the course of the year. And what we saw on Sunday afternoon tells me she is going to be a threat to visit Victory Lane probably sooner rather than later. So your top five, Shaw, Cavallaro, Martin, Murray, and Arsenal. Next up for the sport trucks, 35 laps next Saturday night, May 8th, as round one of the Phil's Propane Triple Crown Series gets underway. Of course, the Phil's Series, a three-race series with points on the line and a specific Phil's Propane champion to be crowned. And the overall points still matter in those races. Extra laps, so 35 for the sport trucks this week. Should be a good show. See if Barry Shaw Jr. can come from the back this time and see if he has as much success as he did on Sunday afternoon. So there we have three of the four feature events as part of opening day 2021. Let's recap the other one as part of our Power 5 race in the Pro Stock division. This one's sponsored by American Racer and a great supplier of tires at the track for many, many years. Big thanks to them for coming on board as a proud sponsor of the Power 5 to open the season for both the Pro Stocks and the late models. And in the Pro Stock division, I mentioned before the break, was it going to be Dave Darling back in Victory Lane, or was somebody else going to steal the show from him? If you don't know yet, your best guess will work. It was Dave Darling picking up the win on opening day, 45-lap distance. He won his heat race. He time-trialed fastest. He started fourth. He took the lead before lap 20 and never looked back in that Johnson Landscaping number 52. Green to checker, 45 laps. No cautions for a stout field of Pro Stocks. Great to see so many of them out there on the third mile to open the 2021 season. Darling picking up the impressive victory. Impressive as he gets ready to chase his eighth championship in 2021. That's been a big topic of discussion over the course of the offseason and, of course, the whole last season with no racing going on. Was Darling going to be able to become the first driver in Seacock Speedway history to pick up an eighth championship? Of course, he's chasing with Jerry DeGasperi, Jerry in the late models, Dave in the Pro Stocks. That's going to be a storyline to watch over the course of the season, but we know that Dave Darling is going to have the best car 90% of the time. That team really does a great job preparing their automobiles, and Darling picking up the victory to open the season. Great to see him back in Victory Lane. Also in the top five, though, a couple other storylines as part of this Pro Stock opener 2021. Second place at the finish was Ryan Kuhn, driving for Everett's Auto Parts in the number 72. Kuhn opens the season with a solid second place run. Now, we're going to talk to him right here on the podcast here in a few minutes, hear his thoughts about opening day, and learn a little bit more about how often we can expect Ryan at Seacock behind the wheel of the Everett's Auto Parts machine in 2021. We're not going to see him every week, so he's not going to be, quote-unquote, a threat to Dave Darling's championship effort, but he was a threat on Sunday afternoon, a solid second-place finish in that number 72. We'll talk to him in a minute. I mentioned green to checker. Early on, Bobby Pellin welcomed back in 2021 this year. Great to see him back. And Mike Brightman, they went side-by-side for the lead for the first 9, 10 laps of that race. Great battle up front. Brightman's able to get out front. Darling comes up, passes Pellin, passes Brightman. And both of those drivers, unfortunately for them, faded over the course of the race. Brightman finished back in 10th in the number 27. Bobby Pellin was 9th, just in front of him. So they started up front, fell back a little bit, but a great battle to begin. Tom Scully Jr., the opposite end of the spectrum, started in the rear, drove up to the front, and finished in 3rd. A great start to the season for the former champion in the Helger South Coast Power Equipment. Number 2, really impressed the speed they had on opening day. So great run for him for 3rd. 4th place was Dylan Estrella. A quiet day overall for Dylan. It wasn't a real impressive day, but it wasn't a bad day either. A nice solid top 5 finish to open the season for the Everett's Auto Parts number 46. He's the one guy that everybody's pointing towards as the threat to knock Dave Darling off the top of the championship battle. So see how that develops over the course of the year. And rounding out the top 5 was Kenny Spencer, returning of another former champion back in the division for 2021. New car over the off-season or last season, if you want to say. They were planning on racing last year. COVID hit. Nobody raced. He's back in 2021, starts in the middle of the pack, and drives up to finish, rounding out the top 5. Some other drivers you might want to know where they finished over the course of the opening day feature. Of course, we mentioned Rick Martin back in the sport trucks. Martin was 6th. Ryan Vaness, 7th. Freddie Estell was 8th. And then I mentioned Bobby Pellin and Mike Brightman rounding out the top 10. Colby Fournier struggled in his return to the Pro Stocks this year, 16th on opening day, but those guys are going back to the drawing board, and I think they will have much better speed as the season rolls along. Time for our two featured guests of the opening day Race Day Rewind podcast, Ryan Kuhn, finishing 2nd in the Pro Stock feature in the Everett's Auto Parts machine, and Kenny Spencer, the former champion, returning to competition, was able to catch up with both of them shortly after the race on Sunday afternoon. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will hear from Ryan Kuhn, take another quick break, hear from Kenny Spencer, and I'll be back around the turn of that to wrap up and preview next weekend's action at Seekonk Speedway. All right, back in Pro Stock Tech after a quick break here in the Race Day Rewind podcast, and we are catching up with Ryan Kuhn and Alan Kowicki, Driver Development Program driver in 2021.
who is coming to the small pond at Seekonk. I guess after a couple of years of touring, going to see him a lot this year, Ryan. A solid run on opening day, considering. I think you might have wanted a caution there at the end to see what you had, but still good with second.
Yeah, it was a good car. We were just here to learn today, and, you know, it's an older car, first time in it. But, you know, the goal today was to learn to see what we can do throughout the day. And, you know, this race was not planned for us, and it was really a last-second deal. But I'm really glad we did it because we learned a lot. And, you know, hopefully we can get back here to test a little bit before the next one.
I mean, what does your schedule look like in the next couple weeks? I know you got some outsider races. We're going to be back here every Saturday now, but you're going to be away for a couple weeks and then come back?
Yeah, my next planned race is Lee USA Speedway with the American Canadian Tour on May 16th. I'm not really sure when I'm coming back here, but, you know, you never know. Something could pop up. We come back here before the first Triple Crown race.
Does it feel good to come here at this track where you grew up, weight model champion, and represent the Kawicki group? You know, just be part of this and wear their hat and have their stickers on the car. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome to represent them. You know, obviously, this is my first time being a finalist. I know most of the other semifinalists, and they're all really good friends, and, you know, it's a really cool group to be with, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
All right, any sponsors on this car? I know Everett's Auto Parts is a major factor as well, but anybody else you want to give a shout out to as a thanks?
Everett's Auto Parts, Roy, thank you so much for letting me drive this car. Bernie's Liquors, Modern Auto Body, Coastal Heritage Bank, Bill's Tire Barn, our cam setup shop, Studio 10, and the whole crew. My dad was setting this thing up. This thing was really hooked up tonight. But yeah, thank you. Thanks to everyone who helped out.
All right, Ryan Kuhn, a second place finish on opening day. All right, Intech on opening day, Seekonk Speedway. First time back in 18 months. Kenny Spencer is here. And Kenny, nice to see you back, first of all. Top five finish. You weren't up there at the beginning, but kind of the longer the race went, it kind of fell right in your hands. You were able to get up there.
Yeah, I think being older and having been here in a couple of years, I have a little bit more patience. So I only drove what I had in the car, and that's all the car had. I couldn't push it any more than that. It wouldn't have been too good.
I mean, it's going to feel good to be back in the swing. I mean, so we were gone for a whole year, so you really didn't miss too much. But give us a story in this car. It's like, is this a brand new car that you're kind of just bringing out now?
Yeah, it's a brand new car. And although we had the COVID, I was not even racing before that. So it's been a couple of years. So I was still wondering if I could still do it. But no, I'm happy. We're happy. I mean, we got some work to do. I know we can get it better. I think, you know, there's a lot more potential in the car. But it's a brand new car. And we're still figuring it out. We haven't been here in 2 years. And it's a totally different setup than when we left. So.
And when you left, we were still on bump stops, right? So is that, or we switched over? Or?
Yeah. We're still on bump stops when you left. And we actually left. We were like fourth in points. We left and we ended up at the end of the year 10th in points overall. I couldn't believe it, but no, it's good to be back.
Does it drive different? We've talked to different drivers. Does it drive different without the bump stops? Do you feel a difference?
No, I mean, a push is a push. The track is bumpy. It was bumpy with bump stops. It's bumpy with this new setup stuff that they use nowadays, but I don't know. If you can get rid of that bumpiness, it'd be a lot faster car. I'll tell you that.
Kenny, who... We were just talking about sponsors, but who's on the car? Any crew you want to thank for top five run?
I got to thank, especially thank Taz's Barbecue. He definitely helps us out 100% with food and sponsorship, and he's here helping today. He won't be here much any more sad days because he'll be all booked up with his barbecues and stuff. And Ray Tech. And I got to thank my crew. I got to thank Kendra. Did a great job spotting. Ray, we worked on it last night because we didn't have a very good car Saturday at all. We worked on it late last night. We threw the kitchen sink at it, and we got it better.
It worked out.
It worked out. But, yeah, got to thank Scott, Fornia, and Colby Fornia, too. They help out. So, trying to get my other car going, too. We actually got two cars here this year. It's what it is.
All right. Top five run for Kenny Spencer on opening day.
Thank you, pal.
Big thanks to Kenny Spencer and Ryan Kuhn for joining us on this week's edition of the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Rewind. Right after the race, able to catch up with them in Victory Lane. Nice to hear from both of them. Nice to see both of them back. Look forward to seeing Kenny weekly and Ryan at least on a part-time basis in 2021. So, with that's it for the recap from NASCAR Opening Day 2021 at Seekonk Speedway. Thank you for joining us as part of the Race Day Rewind. before I let you go, let's talk about next Saturday night, which is coming up on Saturday night, May the 8th. Before we get to that, though, let's mention that on Friday, May 7th, there is a planned Fast Friday practice. Now, the Fast Fridays don't get underway until Friday, May 28th. However, there is going to be a little bit of a test and tune for all of the Friday divisions, including the Bandoleros, coming up Friday, May 7th. That will begin at 4 p.m. I believe the pits open at 3 p.m. So, looking forward to seeing the Fast Friday cars back at the third mile to open the 2021 season. And that's it for Fast Friday. Again, opener coming up on May 28th. Now, on Saturday night this week, we will have the opener of the Phil's Propane Triple Crown Series, which is going to be for the Sport Truck Division, the Chaz Auto Body Sport Truck Division, 35 laps as part of the Phil's Propane Triple Crown Series. That should be a good one. Extra distance on the line. And, of course, I mentioned earlier in another segment that Phil's Points Championship also on the line in 2021. So looking to see who gets off to a good start with that over the course of Saturday night. 35 laps for them. We will also have the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman Division competing. They will be running a 25-lap race. The Pro Stocks are back to their 40-lap distance this week on Saturday night. And, of course, the Everett's Auto Parts late models also going to be in action. That feature will be 30 laps for them. So looking forward to seeing all the action play out on Saturday night, seeing more fans in the grandstands. If you're listening to this, check out SeaConkTickets.net, SeaConkTickets.net. That is where you will find the tickets for Saturday night. We're still going to be at the 12% capacity for Saturday night, so tickets are likely to sell out, so grab your tickets as soon as possible. If you can't make it to the track, right here next week on the Race Day Rewind, we will run you through everything that happened, catch up with a few more guests and more as part of the podcast. Also, keep in mind, you can watch the replays of the races as part of our YouTube channel. Visit us on YouTube, Seacock Speedway, and you can check out all of the replays of the Saturday night and Friday night races once we get going with that. For now, for Kyle Souza, that's me, owner of Souza Media. That is it for the Race Day Rewind Podcast Series Round 1 of 2021. Had a great time recapping opening day. Great to see everybody back at the track. Look forward to seeing you there soon and catching up with you right here again, right here on the podcast series next week. For now, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your week, and we'll see you at the track.